Hey, we got Mick on the horn here from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How goes it, lady?
It's going. We got ice.
Hey, you got ice, and that's you're our number three on my list for requests to find out what's going on with ice conditions and just get a fishing report in general. Little Bay to Knock, Lake Ogibbick, and you. That's where folks are headed this weekend, it sounds like. So let's talk about ice conditions first, and if you could tell me kind of what's going on in each of the three lakes there in Curtis.
Well, right now, all the lakes have a good, solid form of ice on them. Now, I will never tell anybody to go out there because it's ice, you know? I mean, ice is ice. It's at your discretion going out there. Are they going out there fishing and catching fish? Oh, yeah. It's good fishing right now.
Is there a difference between any of the lakes in ice conditions, thickness, taking quads out, snowmobiles, that kind of thing?
You know, I've seen them running quads out there and like that on all three of them. North Lake especially, because it's such a deep lake and so many springs out there, you especially want to be careful on that one at any given time. Big and South have springs too, but they seem to form a more solid ice.
Okay.
I've got guys fishing all three of them right now, and they are catching fish. Just be careful going out there.
How thick is the ice tipping? I mean, just give me like an average. Is it 6 to 8 inches? Is it thicker than that even? Or
I'm going to say 6 to 10 is the average.
All right.
I haven't heard of anybody the last couple days talking about 4 and 5 inches. It's been 6 inches or more, so.
That's good, yeah. And how slick is it? I mean, how much snow do you have versus some spots around the UP are just absolute skating rinks right now, just treacherous.
Well, we were pretty slick yesterday. We got a good 8 to 10 inches here today of fluffy stuff that seems to be helping it out quite a bit, so. Not everybody's sliding as much as they was.
There you go. Don't need the creepers anymore, is what I'm saying.
Well, creepers are always a good thing, but yeah, you might be able to get by without them. It's kind of up to you to decide, you know.
Well, we got through the ice conditions. Now it's time to find out where they're catching walleye, perch, and pike, and what's working for each of them, including colors. So stay tuned. We'll continue with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.